Hello everyone, this is Kenneth Wong for Easy Burmese. Anong mingalaba, channel Kenneth Wong ba. Welcome back to another exercise and practice session. There is a conversation you just heard where the waiter asked Nang U and Samantha, how's their shan noodle salad? Nang U's reply is, channel atwato, adorbe. Channel atwato, adorbe. That roughly translates to, for me though, it's alright. In this context, adorbe means it's not too salty, not too spicy, not too flavorful, not too light, just right. In the book, under pattern practice, titled As For Me, there are a series of expressions using the vocabulary and the flavors that you just learned in the supplementary vocabulary. Let's practice saying these, shall we? Starting with Burmese, followed by English. I will be using the pronoun jano, the first person polite pronoun for men. But if you're a woman, remember to switch it to jama. Jano atwato, asem pire. For me, it's fine. Jano atwato, asem apiebu. For me, it's not fine. Jano atwato, nene chore. For me, it's a little bit sweet. Jano atwato, thick chore. For me, it's very sweet. Jano atwato, cho lone. For me, it's too sweet. Jano atwato, machobu. For me, it's not sweet. Jano atwato, nene kare. For me, it's a little bit bitter. Jano atwato, thick kare. For me, it's very bitter. Jano atwato, ka lone. For me, it's too bitter. Jano atwato, makabu. For me, it's not bitter. Jano atwato, nene chene. For me, it's a bit sour. Jano atwato, thick chene. For me, it's very sour. Jano atwato, chenlone. For me, it's too sour. Jano atwato, machembu. For me, it's not sour. When it comes to her turn, Samantha replies, Dabime, jama atwato, nene sate. Dabime, jama atwato, nene sate. Dabime, the way she begins her sentence, it means but. Her whole sentence means, but for me, it's a little bit spicy. So the phrase, Dabime, is the equivalent of but in Burmese. Let's practice incorporating that conjunction into our replies, shall we? Under pattern practice, titled But For Him, But For Her, there are a series of sentences to practice, so follow along, please. Burmese, followed by English. Again, I will be using the formal polite male pronoun, Jano. If you're a woman, you should switch it to Jama. Dabime, tu atwato, makabu. But for him, it's not bitter. Dabime tu atwato nene sate. But for him, it's a little bit spicy. Dabime tu atwato cholone. But for him, it's too sweet. Dabime jano atwato mapiobu. But for me, it's not soft. Dabime jano atwato malone. For me, it's too hard. Dabime jano atwato thick pite. But for me, it's too thick. Just like the way you would use but to join different ideas in English, contrasting ideas, you can also do the same with the Burmese conjunction dabime. Let's practice doing that. In this chapter, under the exercise title Using But to Show Contrasting Ideas, there are a series of sentences. I'll lead you through them. I'll give you first English sentence, and then provide the Burmese translation for it. The sentences will be long and there will be different flavor words involved, so pay attention and concentrate, please. Here we go. It's fine for me, but for him, it's too bitter. Jano atwato adobe. Dabime tu atwato kalonde. It's fine for me, but for him, it's very sweet. Jano atwato adobe. Dabime tu atwato thick chore. It's fine for me, but for him, it's too sour. Jano atwato adobe. Dabime thoo atwat do chin lo ne. It's soft for me, but for him it's hard. Chano atwat do pyo de. Da ba mae thoo atwat do ma de. It's sweet for me, but for him it's bitter. Chano atwat do chho de. Da ba mae thoo atwat do kha de. It's bitter for me, but for him it's not bitter. Chano atwat do kha de. Da ba mae thoo atwat do ma kha bu. It's not spicy for me, but for him it's a little bit spicy. Chano atwat do ma sat bu. Da ba mae thoo atwat do nen ne sat de. It's not hard for me, but for him it's a bit hard. Chano atwat do ma ma bu. Da ba mae thoo atwat do nen ne ma de. It's fine for him, but for me it's very sour. Thoo atwat do ador me. Da ba mae chano atwat do thaik chin ne. It's fine for him, but for me it's a bit spicy. Thoo atwat do ador me. Da ba mae chano atwat do nen ne sat de. When Nang U wants to know if there is pork in his shankao sui dish, he asks the waiter, Dima wet tha pala. Dima wet tha pala. The key here is ba. That's the verb that means to include. Let's practice using this verb properly. Under the exercise title, Is there something in this dish? There are a series of sentences to practice. I'll lead you through them. I'll give you English first with the keyword that you need to include. And then I'll give you the Burmese version of the whole sentence. Here we go. Is there goat meat, saik tha, in it? Dima saik tha pala. Is there chicken, chet tha, in it? Dima chet tha pala. Is there beef, ame tha, in it? Dima ame tha pala. Is there lamb, tho tha, in it? Dima tho tha pala. Is there chili, ngayok thi, in it? Dima ngayok thi pala. Is there sugar, the ja, in it? Dima the ja pala. Is there artificial sweetener, the ja atu, in it? Dima the ja atu pala. Is there artificial flavoring, a cho mo, in it? Dima a cho mo pala. Is there shrimp, bazon, in it? Dima bazon pala. Is there fish, nga, in it? Dima nga pala. The waiter's response is, Chetha be pare. Chetha be pare. Chetha is the word for chicken or poultry. This is followed by the particle be, which functions as only. So, Chetha be pare means only chicken is in it. Let's practice using this particle properly under the exercise titled Only This. There are a series of sentences. I'll give you English sentence with the keyword that you need to include and then give you the Burmese sentence in whole. Here we go. Just fish, nga, is in it. Nga be pare. Just lamb, tho tha, is in it. Tho tha be pare. Just pork, wet tha, is in it. Wet tha be pare. Just shrimp, bazong, is in it. Bazong be pare. Just beef, ame tha, is in it. Ame tha be pare. Just goat meat, saik tha, is in it. Saik tha be pare. Alright, that is all the exercises and the patterns for this chapter. I will see you again in the next chapter. Thank you very much for listening. Jesus, Timara Kamya. Namatwime. See you later.